The dog trots freely in the street and sees reality, and the things he sees are bigger than himself, and the things he sees are his reality. Drunks in doorways, moons on trees. The dog trots freely through the street, and the things he sees are smaller than himself. Fish on newsprint, ants in holes, chickens in Chinatown windows, their heads a block away. The dog trots freely in the street, and the things he smells, smells something like himself. The dog trots freely in the street, past puddles and babies, cats and cigars, pool rooms and policemen. He doesn't hate cops, he merely has no use for them. He goes past them, past the dead cows hung up whole in front of the San Francisco meat market. He would rather eat a tender cow than a tough policeman, though either might do. Past the Romeo Ravioli Factory, past Cort's Tower, past Congressman Doyle. He's afraid of Cort's Tower, but he's not afraid of Congressman Doyle, although what he hears is very discouraging, very depressing, very absurd. To a sad young dog like himself, to a serious dog like himself. But he has his own free world to live in, his own fleas to eat. He will not be muzzled. Congressman Doyle is just another fire hydrant to him. The dog trots freely in the street and has his own dog's life to live and to think about and to reflect upon, touching and tasting and testing everything, investigating everything without benefit of perjury. A real realist with a real tale to tell, and a real tale to tell it with. A real live, barking, democratic dog engaged in real free enterprise with something to say about ontology, something to say about reality, to say about reality, and how to see it, and how to hear it, with his head cocked sideways at street corners as if he is just about to have his picture taken for Victor Records. Listening for his master's voice and looking like a living question mark into the great gramophone of puzzling existence with its wondrous hollow horn, which always seems just about to spout forth some victorious answer to everything.
Young tree whose round and firm trunk between the wet pavement and the gutter where water is trickling rises bodily into the air with one undulant thrust half its height, and then dividing and waning, sending out young branches on all sides hung with cocoons, it thins till nothing is left of it but two eccentric knotted little twigs bending forward horn-like at the top. Thank you.
I get to be a composer, I'm going to write me some music. Yee. I'm going to write me some music. Yeah, well, when I get to be a composer, I'm going to write me some music about daybreak in Alabama. And I'm going to put the prettiest songs in it. Rising out of the ground like a swamp mist, and falling out of heaven like soft dew. I'm going to put some tall, tall trees in it, and the scent of fine needles. And the smell of red clay after rain. Ooh. And long red necks, poppy colored faces, big brown arms, and the field of daisy eyes of black and white, black, white, black people. When I get to be a composer, I'm gonna write Daybreak in Alabama. And some tall, tall trees, and the scent of pine needles, and long rednecks, poppy colored faces, big brown arms, and the field of daisy eyes of black and white, black, white, black people. I'm going to put white hands and black hands and brown and yellow hands and red clay earth hands in it, in my music. Touching everybody with kind fingers, touching each other natural, natural as dew. In that dawn of music, when I get to be a composer and write about daybreak, daybreak in Alabama. Suns are setting, this is what I'm gonna sing. Suns are setting, this is what I'm gonna sing. I feel the blues are coming, I wonder, wonder what the blues will bring. Thank you. is gonna be my song. I could be blue, but I've been blue all night long. This is gonna be my song. Loaded blue cutter. We'll be right back. that I may wrap them in a blue, 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 blue cloud cloth. Hey, way, hey, way, hey, way.
Safely graze, bee birds in the frangipani clock. Love you.